Well, it's here, the last episode of 2015. Welcome, my name is Steve Webb. This is episode 427 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. But being New Year's Eve, this is the last episode for the week. We'll take tomorrow off. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our text to close 2015 is Matthew 17, and we'll read from the New King James Version. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 17. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, Does your teacher not pay the temple tax? He said, Yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? Peter said to him, From strangers. Jesus said to him, Then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. May God bless the reading of His Word. In the last chapter we read, Matthew 16, Peter gave his confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And here, as chapter 17 begins, 6 days have gone by, and Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up a high mountain away from everyone else. I think he took these three for a reason. Peter was always the most outspoken, James would be the first of the apostles to be martyred, and James's brother, John, was the one whom Jesus loved and would be with Mary at the foot of the cross. Also, according to Old Testament law, two or three witnesses were needed to confirm a testimony. Three witnesses are obviously better than two. Knowing what would soon be happening to him, Jesus wanted these three to see him in his glory. He knew that they would need this memory to carry them through in the dark days ahead and in their mission to proclaim the good news. Not only did they see Jesus and his clothing shine, but they heard the voice of God say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," not to mention seeing Moses and Elijah. With this memory, they would be encouraged. We have the written word. All they were to have were memories of what they saw and heard. What a powerful event to think back on. Your thoughts? Hey, while we're apart from each other the next few days, why don't you tell a friend about the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible? What a great way to start a new year. Every year, people make a New Year's resolution to read their Bible every day. Well, as you know, that's what this podcast is all about. Tell your friends that you know about a tool that can help them keep their resolution. Point them to bible.lifespringmedia.com and then show them how they can subscribe to the show. Before we say goodbye for this episode, I'd like to thank you for being a part of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible this year. Whether you've been with me since the very first LifeSpring podcast way back in 2004, or this was your very first episode, either way, I believe that you're here for a reason, and I'm grateful to you and to God. Have a safe New Year's Eve, and I'll see you next year. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.